560 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in a case that will determine the future of absentee ballot drop boxes in this battleground state. The case gives the court's new liberal majority the chance to reverse a ruling the court made less than 2 years ago that made ballot drop boxes illegal in most cases. Microsoft aims to create 2,000 permanent jobs at its $3 billion AI data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft President Brad Smith says he knows that sounds familiar.
Our philosophy, in part sort of reflecting some of the recent history here, is under promise, over deliver, work with the community. But I think we're going to go fast.
Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were serious injuries with a call to Flight for Life after a four-wheeler accident in Kenosha County last night. The Kansasville Fire Department says at about 7, they got a call about a UTV crash just off 142 in the town of Brighton. The machine tipped over on top of a 21-year-old woman, leaving her with severe, serious injuries. She wasn't wearing a helmet. Her condition isn't known. Plan for possible traffic problems Thursday. On that day, Vice President Kamala Harris comes back to Milwaukee, her fourth visit to the state this year. If you use the interstate when Secret Service needs to secure the road, you'll notice State Patrol, sheriff's deputies, and local police at exit and entry ramps. That's to conduct a shutdown for the motorcade when it arrives. The White House hasn't said where in Milwaukee Harris will be visiting this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cards 4-3 Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day. St. Louis, desperate for a win, down 3-1 when manager Ollie Marmol charged the home plate umpire and was ejected from the game.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol's getting upset. You can't blame him.
And this is a boiling point from strike zone to calls to 7 straight losses.
The Cards manager asked if he had a problem with umpire Alan Porter.
No, Alan Porter and Sean Barber are good umpires. That had more to do with getting something going.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. You know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us.
The Crew opens the series at home tonight against the Pirates. Men's college basketball. Head coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the UW Green Bay Phoenix after just one season to return to Wyoming, where he served as an assistant coach with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening. Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track.